שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading the article Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 145. You can ask questions live during the lesson. So again, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 145.
Yeah, I think yesterday we spoke too much about the despair of man's own strength. We should now enter a bit more into the system, the general system of the worlds and us in it. And then we might again come out to that same topic. Let's go.
145. Now, that because of the clothing of the Torah and the three discernments of reality, so that one will not delude himself that with what people imagine, and you should know that the Holy Torah is divided into four bechinot. There are three bechinot in general in this world that are called olam, world, year, soul, and bechinat daled is the way that these three parts of reality exist.
Shilot.
Any questions? We'll continue. The reality exists of all three layers, world, year, soul, olam, shana, nefesh, and what operates them is the inner force. So from these four parameters, everything comes into existence. Okay, no questions. Okay.
Item 143. That is, the outer part of reality, like the sky and the firmaments, the earth and the seas, etc., that are written in the Torah, all these are called world. That are written in the Torah, not what we just see, because not what we see before our eyes, because the Torah speaks only about the upper world. The inner part of reality, man and beast, animals and all kind of fowl, etc., which are brought in the Torah and exist in the above places called outer part, are called soul. 3. The evolution of reality through the generations is called cause and consequence. For example, in the evolution of the heads of the generation from Adam HaRishon through Joshua and Caleb, who came to the land which are brought in the Torah, the father is considered the cause of the son who is caused by him. This evolution of the details of reality by way of the above cause and consequence is called year. 4. All the conducts of the existence of reality, external and internal, in their every incident and conduct brought in the Torah, are called the existence of reality.
Meaning, we have four levels, four modes with which we can divide the spiritual reality, not the corporeal reality, the spiritual reality, into world, year, soul, olam, shana, nefesh, and the existence of reality, and all of it exists in the spiritual world, and that's what Kabbalists attain, that's how they attain.
Why he puts in nefesh man and beast?
Beasts are also, they're not beasts, and a man is not a man. It's all that exists inside the upper reality, degrees of the will to receive, that corrects itself in order to bestow. Accordingly, it exists in a spiritual form of still, vegetative, and animate. The will to receive only. Nothing else exists but the will to receive in these degrees.
What's the difference between year and the sustenance or existence of reality?
It's cascading down, and the existence of reality is a force that activates reality.
What exactly is the difference?
World, year, soul, olam, shana, nefesh, three discernments. And the last one is special. The fourth one does not belong to the previous three prinot discernments. Rather, it is what operates them, activates them. Rachamim, you're asking once, and that's it. I'm tired of seeing your hand up all the time.
How can you be a Kabbalist without getting confused?
Ask the Creator for more explanation instead of from me.
Thank you. I'll do it.
Well, we'll see. Okay, no more questions.
How is it divided here into internality and externality?
What does it say?
It says that olam is externality and nefesh is internality.
Those are all degrees of the correction of the will to receive. Ultimately, we have the will to receive, and through the light that shines on it, it divides into various levels according to how much it is similar or different than the nature of the light that activates it.
So what is the externality and the internality of the will to receive in regard to the light?
More or less corrected. Nothing other than that.
144. Know that when the four worlds called in the wisdom of Kabbalah, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, cascaded and emerged, they emerged from one another like a seal and imprint. This means that as anything that is written in the seal necessarily appears in what is imprinted from it, no more and no less. So it was in the cascading of the worlds. Thus, all four discernments, world, year, soul, and their modes of existence, which were in the world of Atzilut, emerged, were imprinted and manifested in their image in the world of Bria as well. It is the same from the world of Bria to the world of Yetzirah down to the world of Asiya. Thus, all three discernments in the reality before us, called world, year, soul, with all their modes of existence, which are set before our eyes here in this world, extended and appeared here from the world of Yetzirah, and in Yetzirah from the one above it. In this manner, the source of the numerous details before us is in the world of Atzilut. Moreover, even the innovations that appear in this world today, each novelty must first appear above in the world of Atzilut. From there, it hangs down and appears to us in this world. This is the meaning of what our sages said: you have no blade of grass below that does not have a fortune and guard above, which strike it and tell it, grow. This is the meaning of the words. One does not move one's finger below before one is declared above.
Questions? Meaning, everything is made, of course, of the will to receive, and the light that is working on it, and the influence of the light and the desire produces different levels, degrees, parts that are different in their essence, just like in our nature. You have organic matter, and you have inorganic matter, a matter of matter that develops by itself because there are certain degrees in it that are similar to the upper force, and there's matter that is completely inanimate, cannot move by itself because there's no, there are no internal tendencies for it, no foundation for it. All of this is the will to receive that received from the light all these forms, all the forces to resemble the light, the will to bestow as much as it can. Accordingly, we get souls, worlds, degrees, times, and above it all, the force that operates and activates reality. And above that is the light that works from within and activates everything. Any questions?
No.
Rav, maybe you already explained this, but the world of Yetzirah seals everything that is in the world of Asiya.
Seals?
He explained that the worlds cascade.
The worlds have the same shape, form, but the essence of the components is different.
Meaning, the seal of the world of Yith is the world of Yetzirah, but the operating system is in Atzilut.
No, I speak the way he speaks. Why are you asking about what you feel like asking about? No. It's not in that direction, this question. The question is how everything is divided and arranged from above down, cascades by the light, and when the light creates it creates it as four phases of direct light. Everything comes from there. Everything originates from there. Everything starts and ends with four phases of direct light. Nothing more than Havaya, as we say. Everything is simply the scrutiny, the clarification of this Havaya that is in four phases of direct light. Okay? Let's continue.
Is it some new kind of division? Because, well, we say that there are the Dalet Prinot and Keter, and suddenly you have here Gimel Prinot, Olam Shana Nefesh, and one more that is
the mode of our existence.
Yeah.
The operating system.
I'm not familiar with
world, year, soul, olam, shana, nefesh. Olam, world, is clear. It's the general structure. Shana, year, is the process we have to go through in order to reach a state. The state that was sealed into it, that it, we have to reach in the final stage. And nefesh is that which exists in the world, the soul. For it, everything exists for it. And the modes of existence of reality is the general force that activates everything. But why? So that through the year and the world to cause the soul to change and to connect to the force of reality and reach equivalence with the Creator. Like we see it in this world, we see the world is changing. like it or not, it's changing. That's it. We are not. We don't fit into this world. We're not adapted to it. The world is not adapted to us. We are changing inside. It appears to us as if the world is changing on the outside, according to the systems and the relationships in it. And we are coming to a state where we seemingly out of step with one another. We don't fit. Because of that, we change. We change, the world is changing, and this, the force that is working from within is what activates everything.
Is it somehow parallel to Avaya, or it's a new division?
No, parallel to Avaya, but the Avaya simply absorbs more and more, or rather scrutinizes all the data that it gets from world, Shana, Nefesh, and the modes of existence of reality, these four discernments, Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke, Olam, Shana, Nefesh, you can say it's Malchut, Zeran, Pin, and Bina, and the modes of existence of reality is Chochmah, and the root of everything is Keter.
He doesn't talk about Keter at all.
What is there to say? We never attain it. We attain only the results of it. We never attain Keter. This is Kutso Shel Yud, the tip of the Yud. It is never revealed, only through the lower discernments that come out of it.
Because from what he wrote, it sounds like Keter is the sustenance of reality.
Okay, it all exists in it, but where do you reveal it? Where is he revealed? Not in him himself, but in that which he activates and operates. Is that clear? This is called from your actions we shall know you. From this way, in this way we learn the results from the Keter. We seemingly get to know him, but not him. Rather, the results from him. Just like with the Creator, who say, Boe, come and see. You can come, you can see how much you attain. According to the vessels he gave you, that's how much you attain him, not more. We never attain him, only his actions towards us, on us, we attain it. That's why, according to how much we resemble him, from resembling him, we learn him on us. If the Creator is not clothed in the person doesn't understand, doesn't feel, doesn't attain the Creator. Only in this way, from your actions, we shall know you.
What is the substance of reality? Also, Bala Sulam doesn't exactly give an example.
It's the force that works inside reality. We have a world. What do we see? We see still, vegetative, and animate, including the man, it doesn't matter. These 3 degrees, still, vegetative, and animate. And all those are connected to the system, and the system is evolving in a negative direction, positive direction, maybe several directions, doesn't matter, it evolves. In general, you have 4 discernments that you're talking about, still, vegetative, animate, and the force that operates them, simple.
But more in relation to, he gives examples for Aleph, Bet, and Gimel, and about Dalet, he says that all the cases that are brought, or examples brought in the Torah, are called the ways of sustenance of reality. What exactly does it say in the Torah? Because the other examples really help to understand what are we talking about, what Shana, Nefesh, and Olam are. But what is the sustenance of reality?
It's the inner force that is working, and by cleaving to the process, you begin to attain through that the force that is at work inside the process, that is leading the process. Otherwise, no. Just like in this world, there are people who live. They exist. Well, something changes. Okay, something changes. And there are those who need to know why are things changing, from what to where, and they investigate it. And there are people who don't investigate it, but they want to know the inner engine. Why is it like that? Then they enter deeper and they want to attain the engine itself, meaning to cleave into that engine and that software and that active mind.
So what motivates reality? The creator that will receive what?
Ultimately, the upper will on which we speak as if he's our emanator.
So it's the emanator that sustains reality?
Yes, we have to aspire to him. All the rest are simply results of that.
Even though that it's called Prina Dalet, that's kind of confusing because we're used to Prina Dalet being the complete evolvement of the will to receive. We don't relate to it as the creator.
No, he writes about it, that all the modes of existence of reality, the way they are brought in the Torah. And they're called existence of reality. It's not talking about this world, it's clear.
No, it talks about some inner engine that generates a certain result that moves things all the time.
Yes.
Thank you.
But everything is what the Torah is speaking about, not what we see. The world, the year, the soul, and the existence, the conducts of existence of reality are 4 degrees of attaining the Creator, the inner force that is at work here. Where are we?
145.
What?
Rav, can you explain what it says?
In a way that these three discernments are called world, year, soul, and everything, all the modes of existence which are set before our eyes here in this world, extended and appeared here from the world of Yetzirah and Yetzirah from the one above it. In this manner, the source of the numerous details before us is in the world of Atzilut. Moreover, even the innovations that appear in this world today, each novelty must first appear above in the world of Atzilut. From there, it hangs down and appears to us in this world. So, what is it talking about? Everything comes from spirituality, but we grasp it according to our ability, only the last degree, the corporeal degree. Where do we get what we see? Everything we see before us, everyone hears, everything we see and feel and discover, it's happening. Where? In our will to receive. Beautiful. The will to receive is operated by the uppermost degrees through the 4 phases of direct light and Glagalta, Absag, Mabon, and more, until we get here. And inside the matter itself, past the Klipot, we are the lowest at the lowest point. And that's how it appears to us. So we're inside that system. There is no other system. We're not disconnected. The fact that we call it the imaginary reality, imaginary world, is only with respect to our perception. But it's not that we don't exist or We're not operated by that same upper force that works through all the world's degrees and reached down here, meaning we're all in that system. Except where is the more real perception? How can we rise from this false form, as we say? How do we rise from our world to this world? Not from our world to this world, which is a different reality, and then to Asiya, Yetzirah, and so on and so forth. For this, we have to resemble that force that activates reality. And this we can do with the wisdom of Kabbalah. But here he explains to us about the system that cascades from above down and includes everything. What's so hard to grasp?
So what we see is also Olam Shana Nefesh?
We don't see it. We see what we see. But seemingly, our perception also divides into Olam Shana Nefesh and the conducts of existence of reality, although we don't understand it. But in total, we are working within Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, except our Havaya is a very low one, practically disconnected from the upper Havaya, also as a seal and imprint, although we're opposite from spirituality, but we're opposite with respect to our perception, our reception, but not that we don't exist, we exist in that same system, but in a way that the ego rules over us. It doesn't let us understand exactly what's going on in the system, but this is an internal disturbance that we have.
Ken.
Rav, he writes that there is no blade of grass below, that there isn't a guard and so on from above.
There is an activation from above down and from below up, even from the lowest person, simplest person, not just a person, from everyone. But other than people, all the rest of the degrees, still vegetative and animate, they respond automatically.
The
force from above strikes it and tells it grow, whereas from below, a person has the ability to activate himself a certain way towards the upper one, only when he overcomes towards connection with the others. If he wants to connect with others, then he responds more in excess of how he's been activated.
That fortune and guard from above doesn't intervene in what's happening. It's kind of static, allowing the will to receive to do what it wants, but controls it.
Again,
the fortune and guard, it doesn't control a person, meaning it doesn't force him to act, but only observes him.
No. It forces him to do things, compels him, because through pleasure and suffering, nature is activating us.
But if there's a guard, why would there be suffering to begin with? He can direct you towards something good.
So he would grow up by himself and add by himself. That's only towards people, towards humans. But everything else, still vegetative and animate, suffer for men.
Meaning this is only in relation to man himself?
Yes, ultimately, because only man can change himself and all the rest, still vegetative and animate, suffer. But they are integrated with man, and man absorbs this suffering. He's got his hand in everything, and everyone's hand is in him, and then he can change. change by connecting to others above what nature compels him to do. Again, it's all about the connection between people. And only humans can do it. All the other parts of nature are either inside his ego, just like the still and in the vegetative, it's a bit more, there's some connection with others. They use the air, they use the soil, they use these, all these forces, minerals and so on and so forth. There's salts that are in the soil. There's a certain connection, but it's on the level of necessity. A bit more is in the animate degree. They already consume one another and procreate, and they use the vegetative degree in a certain way. So there's a certain reaction in them, but nevertheless, it's not connection between them, rather instinctual connection. For example, for the sake of procreation. Man, a human, starts from the place where he is connecting with others in order to procreate spiritually in the form of a soul. And this is already, this is the connection is not corporeal like animals, but rather connection in the spirit. If we connect in order to attain the force that activates reality, then you can call them humans. Otherwise, they are on the level of animals. That's it. That's what separates man and beast.
No.
The still vegetative animate of the speaking, it's kind of confusing how it is divided according to the Olam Shanai Nefesh. Seems like the still is Olam. The vegetative, like, isn't mentioned. The Chai is how, what?
In each and every degree, you have still vegetative animate in speaking, if I understood what you're asking.
He says that Olam, this is the firmament and the sky, and it kind of reminds you of the still, but I can't put the two systems together.
World, Olam, is this envelope where the soul exists.
Olam, world, is the still, because he says that it's only the firmament, sky, and it seems like still.
Okay. Let it be inanimate.
Okay, now, Nefesh, he says that it's man and beast.
Yes.
Where is the vegetative then?
World, year, soul. World, olam, year, shana, and soul, nefesh. It's not talking about still vegetative, animate, and speaking.
They're like elements. I mean,
you have this envelope, this wrapper, everything exists in it. Still, vegetative, animate, and speaking exists within the framework called world, year, soul. They all belong to that.
In the world, there is also the speaking level, or what?
In the world, there's everything, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, that exists inside this world.
Hey, Ken?
Ken.
145, yeah?
Yeah, 145. No. That because of the clothing of the Torah in the three discernments of reality, world, year, soul, and their existence in this material world, produce the prohibitions, tumah, and blemish found in the revealed Torah. It has been explained above that the Creator is clothed in it by way of the Torah, and the Creator are one, but in great concealment, because these material dresses are the wing that cover and hide him. However, the clothing of the Torah in the form of the pure world, year, soul, and their existence in the three upper worlds, called Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, are generally named the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Guf Mem Hei.
145 again. Know that because of the clothing of the Torah and the three discernments of reality, world, year, soul, and their existence in this material world, produce the prohibitions, tum'ah, and blemish found in the revealed Torah. It has been explained above that the Creator is clothed in it by way of the Torah and the Creator are one. But in great concealment, because these material dresses are the wings that cover and hide him. However, the clothing of the Torah in the form of the pure world, year, soul, and their existence in the three upper worlds called Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah are generally named the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Okay. It's good that it's not clear. It's good. At least we know that something exists and we don't understand it. We don't even grasp it. Or we should just learn from it. Just how much our mind enters such a state, such a format, that it cannot grasp even two words, even one word you cannot grasp. I can read it. I can recite it, but I don't know it. I don't digest that word. This is all happening, that's how we learn. As much as our perception of reality is so unfamiliar to us. So, what can be the question here?
What's the difference between the Torah and the sustenance of reality?
Torah is that force that is working in all of reality, and the sustenance or the existence of reality comes from the force of Torah.
It's unclear what is the role of the Torah and what is the role of the sustenance of reality.
I'm reading. Know that because of the clothing of the Torah and the three discernments of reality, world, year, soul, and their existence in this material world, produce the prohibitions, tuma, impurity, and blemish found in the revealed Torah. Revealed meaning the one before us, not what we read. Revealed meaning what is before us, that we can see. Anyone who is in the state called this world, which is already a degree, and it has been explained above that the Creator is clothed in it by way of the Torah and the Creator are one. But in great concealment, because these material dresses are the wings that cover and hide him. But you feel that he's concealed, he's hidden. However, the clothing of the Torah in the form of the pure world, year, soul, and their existence in the three upper worlds called Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, are generally named the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning that which we can reveal in the lowest degree, call it this world, it's not our world, Olam Shelanu, don't know, we don't reveal really these discernments, Olam Shelanu, Nefesh, world, year, soul, and their existence in this world. But if we were to reveal them, we could call it this world. And if we rise a bit above it, we'll begin to discover a world, your soul, and their existence in the degrees of Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, Atzilut, then instead of the world, year, and soul, and their existence, we will be working with the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's the wisdom of Kabbalah. Meaning the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of everything that is taking place on higher degrees compared to this world, or even this world is unfamiliar to us. We simply live, we exist, we are not in the lowest Havaya, where we can be in some form of a give and take, use it. In such a way, 146, thus the wisdom of Kabbalah and the revealed Torah are one and the same. It's not the Torah that we learn, the revealed Torah and the concealed Torah, as the common people think. Rather, these are names, appellations. Yet, while a person receives from a providence of concealment of the face, and the Creator hides in the Torah, which is already a degree, a person feels that he has, he's like a concealed God, a hidden God. It's considered that he's practicing the revealed Torah. In other words, he's incapable of receiving any illumination from the Torah of Yetzirah, not to mention from above Yetzirah. Meaning a person feels that he is in the lowest degree, there is concealment on him, and he works with this concealment, he tries through the concealment to feel the state and what system is he in. World, year, soul, the existence of reality, how does he work, who's working on him? He wants to discover that which the one who hides in the Torah. That's why we say that he's engaged with the concealed Torah. From that we get another discernment. Again, I'm repeating, 146. Thus the wisdom of Kabbalah and the revealed Torah are one and the same. Yet while the person receives from a providence of concealment of the face, and the Creator hides, he feels that he is in the concealment of the face, and the Creator hides in the Torah, it is considered that he is practicing the revealed Torah, meaning, in other words, he is incapable of receiving any illumination from the Torah of Yetzirah, not to mention from above Yetzirah. So he, does he work in the revealed Torah or the concealed Torah? The Creator hides himself. And from that perspective, he works in the revealed Torah. The Creator begins to reveal his presence at least by being hidden. Is that clear? Gershon? You come to a great doctor, he checks you and he says, I don't understand what's going on there. When a great expert says, I don't understand what's going on there, then he really doesn't understand. When you say, I don't understand what's going on there, it says nothing. Because he knows what, how it should be and what and why, and then he says, oh, I don't understand. Meaning there's lack of attainment of understanding. Whereas you say, I don't understand, then you just simply don't understand. You have no contact with the matter at hand. And when a person receives from a providence of concealment of the face, when is granted the revelation of the face, he begins to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, since the addresses of revealed Torah themselves were purified. Read it.
And when one is granted the revelation of the face, he begins to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, since the dresses of the revealed Torah themselves were purified for him, and his Torah became the Torah of Yetzirah, called the wisdom of Kabbalah. Even for one who is granted the Torah of Atzilut, it does not mean that the letter of the Torah that the letters of the Torah have changed for him. Rather, the very same dresses of the revealed Torah have purified for him and became very pure clothes. They have become like the verse, your teacher shall no longer hide himself, and your eyes shall see your teacher. At that time, they become as he, his life, and his self are one.
Tough. It's good that it's tough. It wasn't so tough before. We just went over it. Everything was clear. Now it's a little difficult. It's a sign that we entered a little deeper and there's something we don't understand. It's a sign of progress. That's why the revealed Torah is a great degree. From the outset, we need to attain the concealed Torah, and not as the silly people think, that if I read and understand, this is called revealed Torah. If you read and understand, it's a sign that you don't understand anything. That's why it's concealed. So everyone who is studying Torah, they study the concealed Torah, because it's concealed from them. The Creator is concealed there. The reality is concealed in the world, year, and soul, and the conducts of existence of reality. That's why everyone is engaged in the concealed, and we wish to reach the revealed. Okay? Can you say that the revealed is what a person attains in his level, and it's corrupted, and concealed is his next degree?
Concealed is what a person feels like. We read a few words, we got all confused, we have no idea what to relate them to. This means that we're in concealment, that it's concealed, that it's revealed to us that we're in the concealed part. And this feeling builds vessels in us, actually.
No, תקרא קוף במ זיין.
No, read 147.
147. To make the matter somewhat clearer, I will give you an example. For example, while one was in concealment of the face, the letters and the dresses of the Torah necessarily hid the Creator. Hence, he failed due to the sins and the mistakes that he had committed. At that time, he was placed under the punishment of the crass dresses in the Torah, which are impurity, prohibition, and blemish. However, when one is rewarded with open providence and repentance from love, when his sins become as merits, all the sins and the mistakes he had failed in while being under the concealment of the face have now shed their crass and very bitter clothes and have clothed in the garments of light, mitzvah, and merits. This is so because the same crass clothes have turned to merits. Now they are as clothes that extend from the world of Atzilut or Bria, and they do not cover or hide the teacher. On the contrary, your eyes shall see your teacher. Thus, there is no difference whatsoever between the Torah of Atzilut and the Torah in this world, between the wisdom of Kabbalah and the revealed Torah. Rather, the only difference is in the person who engages in the Torah. And two may study the Torah in the same portion and the same words, but to one this Torah will be as the wisdom of Kabbalah and the Torah of Atzilut, while to the other it will be the Tov Asiya, the revealed. And understand that well.
You understand, or? It's confusing. It's good. It organizes your mind. All in all, we are in a reality that consists of Havaya. Shosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, the four Pchinot of Or Yashar. This is what we're in. We're the Malchut. Only in order to scrutinize how all these laws of the Havaya work, look what we need to feel that we exist in worlds, that every stage of the Havaya becomes a world, and in the world there are Partzufim, and in the Partzufim there are Sfirot, and then it also breaks down into human beings, each of them being each of them, that he doesn't comprise some complete spiritual reality. It's all in order to scrutinize the Havaya, to reveal the Creator, and revealed in the most possible revealed way, that's revealed to everyone. It'll come.
Kuf Mem.
Kuf Mem Chet.
Chet.
148. Now you will understand the truth in the words of the Vilna Gaon in the prayer book, in the blessing of the Torah. He wrote that the Torah begins with Sod, secret, meaning the revealed Torah of Asiya, which is considered hidden since the Creator is completely hidden there. Afterward, in Remez, intimation, meaning that he is more revealed in the Torah of Yetzirah. Finally, one attains the Pshat, which is the Torah of Atzilut. It is called Pshat, for it is Mufshat, stripped of all the clothes that conceal the Creator. So this is something that we talked about already, that just like Kabbalists, we assume that we start with the hidden, the concealed, and move on to the revealed Torah. It's not like those that understand nothing about the internality that think that you begin with the revealed Torah without understanding anything. You don't understand a single word of what it says there in its real depth. So for you, it's all concealed. Because it's written in such a way that it seems to a person that it's something that he's familiar with, like in this world, that there are different images, and it's pretty clear language, animals, people, the olam shana nefesh, and the essence of reality. It's all clear how it works, and this is how the Torah is written, that it seems to him that it's all open to him, and he understands what it talks about. It's like bring down the Torah from the godly level to the simple corporeal level, by doing so really despising it. And the Torah doesn't talk about that at all, but only about the ways of the revelation of the Creator. Yes, Akoka. Why is the Torah divided into worlds? It's not divided in and of itself into anything. Torah is the force and inner mind that exists in the whole of reality. That it comes to you and is seen to you in different forms like this, that are one way and another, and opposite to each other. It's only in order for you to start attaining it that it confuses you, and from the confusion you start understanding. But actually, the Torah itself
It's Ein Sof, endlessness, infinite light. So what does he mean where he says that the Torah is the Torah of Yetzirah, of Atzilut? When the upper light is clothed in the Kelim of that degree, Shorish Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Daled, then in each and every degree you have the Torah of that level. The Torah is the abstract upper light that comes and clothes in the Kli that it has created existence from absence. And then the clothing of the Torah in these Kelim, this is where all of life, all of reality, and the ways of its conduct, this is where it comes from, of how all of it elevates itself to the degree of the Torah. The Torah is light, the general, abstract light. So, this division, it's like the Torah shines from a different place every time through clothing. It clothes in different clothings of the will to receive on different levels. And this is how we reveal it, feel it. But what we reveal is the Torah and only. Meaning, what I'm revealing now in relation to my reality where I feel myself, and the world, and how it's turning, and that I'm drawn to see everything in general, in some particular way, and general transparency. It's all the force of Torah. All in all, I want to reveal the Torah. In the Torah is the force that activates, operates the Torah in order to create me, my will to receive, that it will be opposite against the Torah, so I'll be able to reveal it, to be against it, like a thing and its opposite. That's called the Creator. Therefore, it's called Israel, Oraita, and Kochebrichu are one, but every time the one is different, because Israel is different, is advancing and is different, and Kochebrichu, meaning that force that generates the connection between Israel and the Torah, and Oraita, they are all one. Meaning, on the level on which Israel attains Kodesh Brichu, they attain the Torah.
In the previous item, he writes, when a person is rewarded with the revelation of the face, then he begins to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. What does that mean? Well, before revelation of the face, there's no wisdom of Kabbalah?
No, because the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about the revelation of the Creator to the created beings.
So what is there until the revelation?
Until the revelation, one is in concealment.
But in concealment, you're not engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah?
No, it's not that yet. It's only preparation, and he explains it. Therefore, during the time of preparation, they were in a lie. It's still not called the wisdom of Kabbalah. You're still not identifying with the upper force. So how can you receive him? How can you meet in the same kli? If you're still not revealing him.
So in order to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, you need a vessel of bestowal for a person?
Yeah, of course. Without the vessels of bestowal, how can you receive anything? How can you understand anything? Because you reveal everything according to equivalence of form.
No, Dudi,
what's up?
The Torah, or the wisdom of Kabbalah, what does it reveal?
It reveals itself. The wisdom of Kabbalah reveals the wisdom of Kabbalah.
which is the revelation of the Creator,
which is the revelation of the Creator to the created beings.
And how is that connected to a world, year, soul?
The ways in which we reveal it, because we can't perceive, grasp something that is boundless, that has no discernments. So in these discernments of Olam Shana Nefesh, we attain it. Were there only the upper light and it would not come to us through the four, the Dalet Prinot of Or Yashar, we would never attain it. Because it goes through all of these discernments, and all of these discernments later are included in the Malchut, in the will to receive, in matter, that's included in the upper light through the different ways in which it cascades, and the will to receive is precisely adapted through it to receive the upper light as being created from it. This is something that we gradually attain through the Dalet Prinot of Or Yashar, and in general, we don't attain anything besides the Dalet Prinot of Or Yashar. This is the only connection that there is between the created beings and the Torah, the light, and this higher work.
What's the difference between revealing the Torah and revealing the Creator?
To reveal the Torah is more than revealing the Creator. The Creator is something that is personal. The way I personally reveal Him, my Creator, as if from your actions we know you and so on. However, the Torah is a big general program of the whole of reality that if I reveal, then for sure I reveal Him in a way that is also partial. But still, this is the reality that I reveal in the complete Havaya. Different measures, the Torah of Atzilut, of Yetzirah, and so on, but it's the light that's clothed in the Ten Sefirot. Whereas Kudsha Brichu, here, it's directed at me. I attain Him as my beloved one, the force that is taking care of me. Again, I'm explaining all this in a very primitive form, but just in order to emphasize the discernments, but not the deeper meaning. What?
In our current state, how can we use these ideas you're giving us, that all this is a reality, a cascade?
No, don't get confused there. Just to go over it, to warm the cogwheels in your brain a bit, everything will clear up out of the attainment, and not that you're trying to somehow connect this, in your mind.
Can we accelerate the attainment in some way?
To draw the reforming light through the connection with the friends.
What about the rest of reality that cascades?
There is no rest of reality. There is only the ten. Everything's simple. The main thing is that we'll feel that we're pushed, that our nose is pushed into it, that this is how you have to do it. It's like rubbing our nose into it, that this is the way that we have to do it. Okay, good. Everything's clear. Then let's move on into
the spirit. We'll go on to the next part of the lesson and a song.